Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Indeed, it is eternal. We thank you for those who have come together this morning, for those who are watching us from near and far. Father, Lord, you bless each and every one of them. And let this word bless every one of the souls. And let it be a blessing to them. Father, in all things you are God. We want to commit all our members that have traveled and those who are in this other event this morning and those who are not feeling well. Eternal God, we bring all of them before you and ask that you reach out to you, God, that is faithful and ever true. Give them a miracle in the name of Jesus. Our brother who is going through an event in his business, survey going on and stuff, give him victory, Lord. Let him come out okay and everything go out very well. Let it be a testimony in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So this morning, we had been speaking on a very important subject, the subject of a topic of hope, amen? And as we continue, we see there are different aspects of this hope issue in the Bible. Our first discussion on Bible, discussion on it, or sermon was prisoners of hope. Then last time we spoke of the believer's hope. And today we want to talk on hope when hope is deferred. When hope is kind of put aside, postponed for some time. When hope is delayed. What it does to us if we are not careful. And the physical and the spiritual aspect of when hope is deferred. It is important that we understand from the beginning of this discussion that hope deferred does not mean that it is denied. That something is put aside, put on the burner, as the saying goes, doesn't mean that it is denied or that it will not come to pass. However, that is the area that Satan wants us to see it, how he wants us to see it, so that we can become hopeless or we can operate in the range of hopelessness. And in some of the topics speaking about hope, we have pointed out what happens when people reach a point when they feel hopeless. It's a terrible thing to feel helpless and hopeless in any situation. But God never wants us to be hopeless. Because we serve a God, God of hope, who is able, abundantly able, to do all things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There's so much hopelessness in the world today that in my quick research, looking at things this morning, about 1 in 5 American adults are facing anxiety and depression. 1 in 5. If not much more than that. That's the one that is documented. They are in all these medications because of the level of anxiety, level of depression that stemmed from hopelessness. Prozac, name it, just about different things that they have to take to help them negotiate through the day without crashing And this is one of the areas that Satan magnifies on, capitalizes on, to keep many under bondage. Everybody here, or most of us here, can identify with hope deferred, hope delayed, hope postponed, hope that doesn't seem that it's going to be realized again. And we start to think about it and say, what are we to do in such situation? I would like us to quickly read from Proverbs 13, verse 12, where we are taking this topic from. It says that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. That when hope is deferred, it makes the heart sick. It can become anxiety situation. It can become depression situation. Some people even go to the level of suicidal when hope is deferred. Then it says, but when desire cometh, when what you desire, what you hope for, what your expectation is fulfilled, it says it becomes what? It becomes like a tree of a life-giving event. But we're going to discuss the first part of this test about when hope is deferred. It makes the heart sick. And hopefully you can understand at the end of this discussion how to deal with it. Hopefully you can understand how to hold on to God's unchanging hand. How to not allow the enemy to use those things you hope for, to realize, to expect when it is delayed. And they start to whisper to your ear early in the morning or any time that your hope is not realistic. Hope deferred. Now, we go with zeal and joy at the beginning of major events in our life. For some people, it's marriage. Some people, the hope we are talking about is hope for maybe a new job. That property I want to buy, the house I want to buy, you are waiting for it to close. And suddenly it didn't close because they found something in your credit 10, 15 years ago, that just say, we're not giving him or her any money to go through with this. Some people, they are expecting, maybe, hopefully, they are married, they are looking for fruit of the womb, and it's delayed. And it cut across every aspect of our life. Health issue that seems to go from bad to worse. It starts low, it becomes a trickle, it becomes a deluge of hopelessness. And so the enemy will knock at the door and tell you that, hey, your expectation is being cut short. But that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. I believe that your temporary setback will result in overwhelming victory in Jesus' mighty name. I believe that your deferred hope we yield to a shout of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe that God remains faithful, that no matter what is going or happening, that God removes our refuge and underneath you is everlasting arm in the mighty name of Jesus. That is what I believe, and I hope you are going to believe the same thing with me this morning. I will bring out the practical or the physical aspect with an example in the scriptures, and also bring out the part, the spiritual aspect, which some of us fail to see. Because if you understand the reasons and what is at work at times, the grace to overcome may be multiplied for you. But when you walk in ignorance and you don't understand why some of this challenge is coming your way, what is behind it, many a times you give up easily because you don't know that it is something beyond the natural. Many a times God allows this situation to set up for you for a greater victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hope deferred. When the hope is deferred, when the hope is postponed for some time, is delayed, what do we do? I want us to look at some of the scriptures this morning, or occasions of some of this hope deferred in the Bible, and how some people are able to turn deferred hope to victory. And each individual situation is different. I remember so many cases in my life that I have prayed, I believed God for, I wanted it to happen, and it's not happening. And you have tried everything according to the book, according to the word of God. You prayed out, you fasted, you confessed positively. You are holding forth your end, but it's not coming true. And then the enemy starts to whisper to you, hey, forget it. God is not going to back you up on this, not interested in helping you on this, this and that, and so on. And the enemy starts to prick on you, dibble on your faith, start to affect your mind. And at times, some of us, just when that hope is just when about to be realized, we draw back. God say, we are not of those that draw back unto perdition. We are of those that believe unto what? Salvation. There was a case in the Bible where God made a promise to a man and swore by his very name of one of the things that this man desired more than any other thing in the whole world. This man was Abraham. Rich, rich, rich. Has hundreds of servants. Have money. Have resources. But there is one thing lacking in his household. No child of his own. It's a heavy burden. Those of us who God has blessed with multiple children, be thankful. And then God himself appeared to a man and said, by my name, the Lord God of hosts, you will have your own child, which will in turn become what? A great nation. And so he came out from that revelation, from that dream, rejoicing. And quickly do what many of us will do, which is right. He changed his name to Abraham, father of nations, from Sarah to Sarah. These changes were showing the hope they have. These changes showing the kind of confidence they have on him who have promised. God himself has said to them, this will happen. And by time of normal process, in 9 months' time is what their mind immediately hit to. Worst case scenario, within a year, we're going to have our own child. And the journey of taste trial started at that point. Having done everything he should do, believe God, testify about it, promoted it, giving testimony to everybody who will listen, Abraham, no, my name is nowhere, I'm Abraham, father of nations. But behind the scenes, something else is at work. God is going to hold them up to see whether they will stand the test of faith. The victory of 1 year did not happen and went into second year. Second year, they went into third year. Third year to fourth year. I can see some of the women who want to just make mockery of everybody or men who are friends of Abraham say, dude, didn't you change your name to this thing? And they say, call herself Mother of Nations. But look at her, nothing going on here. And the enemy start to knock on the door, start to knock on the door, start to knock on the door, reminding them what was promised but is not forthcoming. That is where at times we draw back. But that is not our portion in Jesus' name. So Sarah then decided, hey, let's figure this out differently. This promise is not forthcoming, my Lord, he says. Why don't we do something a little different? Take my handmaiden, going into her, let her bear a child on my own knees. That seems like a solution. That seems like a solution. Fast forward 2,000 years to now, what this has brought in the world, the outcome was Ishmael. Huh? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us learn to stand on that unfailing promise of the word of God. This Ishmael brought trouble then, is still bringing trouble till today. Because after I was born, God declared about him that his hand shall be against every man and woman that is out there. And every other hand shall be against him. So this test of faith continued to 25 good years. Before they see a fulfillment. And I know that many of us may look at it and say, well, if it's me, if only God has spoken to me and God showed me how. But it is very hard. That something you desire, by the time this promise was made, the circumstances that will fulfill it, the times of life has already passed for Sarah. And he went on year by year, year by year, year by year, year by year for 25 whole good years. But want you to know that it doesn't matter to God what we call our own time. And that is very hard for me and for anybody. Our own time. We human beings have this way, and it is okay to set time, to project time, knowing that our times are limited in this life, in this world. Well, by the age of 20-something, I should finish my school. By age of 27 or 26, I should be getting married. By the age of 30 or so on, I should have my home and my wife or my son, my children and stuff. And so we project these times, we project it, we plan on it, and it is good to plan. I don't discourage that, I do that myself. But at the end of the day, I want everybody here to know that our times are in God's hands. Our time, our projection, our aspirations, our hopes, they are all in God's hand for God to do with as he chooses. So plan. Don't stop planning. Think. Forge ahead. But know that at the end of the day, you are planning and every intention you have, whatever it is, are entirely in the hands of the Most High God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So after 25 years, the promise was fulfilled. But by the time the promise had fulfilled, another seed has been sown that become a headache to the family, become a headache to the neighbors, become a headache to the world till today. Because we intend to forge ahead before God. We tend to think that maybe God has forsaken us in this situation. We tend to think maybe God has distanced himself from the promises he made. Bear in mind, brethren, that God is not a man. Amen? He's not like us. When God says, and you know that God says, I want you to hold on to it no matter the circumstances, that God who has promised, God who has said it, is able to bring it to pass in Jesus' mighty name. The other part is the spiritual part I'm going to go into more detail with this morning about when hope was delayed. When the hope or the expectation of what you have is being delayed. What is behind the scene? What is the enemy doing? What is the reason why it is being delayed in the first place? The main reason the enemy wants to delay your hope is for you to quit so that you cannot realize your expectation. But God has promised that our expectation shall not be cut short. And so we pray, we believe, we reach out, we do all we can, and we still haven't seen it. It happened to another man in the Bible by the name of Daniel. And this is from book of Daniel chapter 10. Now, Daniel, we've spoken about the book of Daniel in the past. He's a prayerful man. Daniel is a man that is used to God answering his prayers to the point that it's almost instantaneous. When he calls, God shows up. When he cries, God answers. When he petitions, heaven listens. That is the kind of person he is. He was with God. There was a time that Nebuchadnezzar was going to kill off a bunch of people and destroy them. And Daniel said to the person in charge, the chamberlain, say, just hold off, ask him to hold off, just give us this night, few hours. And in that night, he called his brethren and they started praying. And within a few hours, heaven answered and gave him a revelation that all their magicians, the chromancers, and every one of them could not answer or figure out immediately. Within a few hours, God answered the prayer of a man to that level and revealed the dream of the king to him. That is kind of person that Daniel answered, that Daniel was used to. Another time they were thrown into the lion's den. And before the day was over, there was a fourth man in that fire, blessed be the name of the Lord, that stopped the mouth of lions. That is kind of testimony that he has. But now in verse 10 of book of Daniel, he took time to wait on the Lord for a very important event in the life, in his life and the life of all Israel. God had declared that 70 years was to pass over them. And after that, he will return and show mercies to them. And he knew by the books of Jeremiah that these things has been fulfilled and the time for mercy is to come. But at times, it will take a man or a woman to break through towards God to bring what has been promised. The promise was made, but there are forces fighting to prevent it from happening. And he wished to understand, and he wished to be able to break through. true and received from God. An event that happened that I want every Christian here or will listen to this message to note, start to unfold. So he started his prayer. There was hope when he was starting the prayer. There was belief that God will hasten to bring it to pass, just like he has done in the past. In those days, I was mourning for 3 full weeks, he says in verse 2, was starting to do partial fast. And he was waiting on the Lord for a revelation, for an outcome. But something is happening behind the scene. No answer was coming. A man who has asked God of important situation, and within hours, he saw angels, he saw God himself, God bring solution. Now have to wait before God for a length of time for him to see answer. But why was that? And that is where I want you to understand why some of our hopes are being delayed. At times the expectation is not forthcoming. You are waiting for it for a week, 2 weeks, months, years at times, and so on, and they are being sat upon. There is a part you have to do because God is always willing, more than able to bring forth what has promised. But when that hope is being sat on, being delayed, there might be some spiritual aspect that you have to figure out through God's grace, how to dislodge it by faith, by the grace of God. If you don't do your part, that your expectation might just be washed away forever. But that's not our portion in Jesus' mighty name. What was happening? While he was on his knees, he started probably praying standing up. He didn't cut it. He started to kneel down. He didn't cut it. He started to squat and pray. He didn't go anywhere. Now he went down to where he was on his face on the ground crying out to God for this hope and expectation to come. And nothing happened until after 3 weeks. Verse 11. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved. Why would God come in this way to ask, tell him, you are greatly beloved? Because Daniel was starting to say, what on earth is going on? 21 good days I've been here crying unto God, who used to answer me within 2 days, within few hours, within spontaneous answering from heaven has been my portion. But this time is being delayed and delayed and delayed. And God telling me, you are beloved. Let that not trouble you from beginning. Satan is already whispering in his ear, oh, God is no more there with you. God is no more answering your prayer. God is no more on your side. Your prayers is not going through to heaven. But why is that? He says, for 21 days, he says, understand the words that I speak unto you and stand upright. For unto thee I am now said, and when he had spoken, he said unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me on verse 12, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day, God wanted to do something for you from the time you started to hope. God was actually hearing your prayer from the day you start to believe. You start to hope for it, start to pray for it, start to reach out for it from that first day. And I want this to sink into the heart of every man and woman here or watching, that your prayers, your cry unto God, your midnight supplications, from the first day, God is aware of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, blessed be the name of the Lord. From the first day, God is aware of your situation. It's not hidden from him. You already have an answer. But look at what is happening in the spiritual. From the first day that this understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. From the day you want to understand and find a solution, before you can find a solution, you have to understand the problem. And he was trying to bring a solution so that the promise of God that has been made will not be hampered or be drained away or destroyed forever. You see, from that day, God heard. God knows. God was in agreement. But what was going on in the spiritual? But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. Delayed, deferred hope. For 21 good days in this case. The prince of Persia withstood. Brethren, I want you to know that those things you are hoping to God for to do, those things you are crying out to God to bring to pass, God is aware of it from day one. For his ear is not deaf to your cry. He knows it. And at times, God already sent forth deliverance that will come through. But then there is another force that is up to test your faith, to see if you will stand the test of the trial, to see if you will survive it, if you become a testimony to God's glory like Abraham. He said, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for what? Righteousness. 25 whole good years of holding on to the word of God. Daniel, 21 days. Now, what would have happened if Daniel gave up on the fifth day? What would have happened if he gave up on the seventh or eighth or the ninth or tenth or 11th all the way to 20th day? You understand that would have brought the solution. Wouldn't have come through. Because there was a prince of Persia, an angelic demonic being of such power, that said this message is not going to go through. This message is not going to penetrate, cross over to Daniel. And for whole 21 days, he said he withstood me. Until God said, this angel, the one that's there now, can't get this job done. I have to send the heavens bulldozer, Michael, to go and move him out of the way so that the answer to your prayer can come. But the fact I want to elaborate on is, what of if Daniel has given up? What of if Daniel has abandoned his stand, gave up his watch, move away from the course, does not hold unto the end? That is where many of us lose in the battle of hope, expectation, or the things that God has promised us. I want you to know that from the day one, God has heard you. That is settled. The day you call on him regarding to anything, God has heard. But there's always going to be, in most cases, a spiritual challenge to the things you believe God for. That challenge can come through people around you. That challenge can come through the voices of the enemy. That challenge can come through even angels. Prince of kingdoms, who knowing that your message or the things that you are believing God for, if you come through, will be a testimony that will promote God's greatness, will come to withstand and fight you. Brethren, it's important that we do not yield. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's important that we hold on and continue to fight. It's important that we do not lose faith on him who has promised. God himself, when he promised, is able to bring it to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The cure, as we close, is Jesus Christ, as always in everything. Make him your portion in that circumstances. If you get to a point in your hope, in your expectation that is being deferred or delayed, and you say, you know what? No matter the outcome, I already have a portion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord God is my portion. If you know that God, as he says in Lamentation 3:24, we're not going to read it, that God is your portion, then your heart is fixed. It is the fear of losing. It is the fear of the outcome that may not be according to your expectation or hope that makes many to pack up and go. I can't put up with this stress anymore. I can't put up with that anymore. I can't hold on to it anymore. And so the enemy won. Abraham refused to pack up and go for 25 whole good years after God himself spoke to him, not just by the Bible. It's a face-to-face conversation. Daniel, who have expected and seen God in different dimensions, refused to pack up and go. For 21 good days he stood, fighting, crying, holding on to. And what happened is that finally God had to send another angel, Michael, to come and dislodge the prince of Persia so that the message that has come through from day one can now come to him for deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hebrews 10:39, we're not going to read those again. Say, we are not of those that draw back unto perdition. I don't know what you are going through in your personal life, but whatever it is that you are going through, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We're not going to go into other people who have seen different things that God is able to do, and they are holding on to God even in this time. I want you to continue holding on to God and don't give up, because God is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I want us to stand on our feet this morning, everybody. And I want us to pray to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I personally have things I'm believing God for. And knowing the nature of us being needy children, every one of us have things we are believing God for. There are so many things we need, we hope for. And at times, it's delayed. Far more delayed than what we want or desire. I want you to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold your hope on things and time. Hold to God unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hold to God unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold, yeah. When you reach the point, you can say, the Lord is my portion. The things I desire, the things I want, the things I hope for, I believe that God will bring it, but notwithstanding the outcome of those, I have reached the ultimate goal. The Lord is my portion. And you hold and put your faith and hope on things eternal. And you continue blessing the name of the Lord and holding on to his word. Brethren, I guarantee you, God will break forth for you in Jesus' name. delay, deferred hope, does not mean that it is denial. Father, we thank you again this morning. I have things I'm hoping, believing you for. And so is most people here, if not all of us. And the enemy at times sent the prince of Persia to hold us from receiving the answers to those prayers. The answer that you have given us from day one of our prayer. Lord, I'm praying for grace for us to hold on and don't give up in Jesus' mighty name. I'm praying for grace for us to hold on and don't quit. Lord, I pray against the spirit of anxiety and depression that is upon the world. So that even in this America where we live in, 1 in 5 are going through this. Father, we are children of God. We are sons and daughters of God. Let our portion be different in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For the Lord God is our passion, and from Him is our expectations fulfilled. Father, I want to thank you for this week we are going to enter or have entered. Let your mercy envelop us, Lord. Let your hand be upon us for good. And is there anybody watching who says, but I've tried, I've held on to, I've hoped, and I haven't seen any return. Lord, speed it up for them in the name of Jesus. Do not allow it to wait any longer. Even as you did it for Daniel, we all are sons of and daughters of God. Send forth Michael to break through on our behalf in Jesus' mighty name. That prince of Pasha, prince of Phoenix, prince of Glendale, prince of anywhere will be shoved and moved out of the way, that the light may penetrate through the darkness to us in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. You are God and never change. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.